Good afternoon. How are we going?
So much to unpack. Firstly, life after the experiment. We've already seen on the promo, there's definitely a hair change going on. But firstly, just want to check in. How are you? How has life been?
You know what? I feel a lot lighter. I mean, it's probably because I dropped like an 80-kilo man from... from my back, so it's been really good. I've been really happy since leaving the experiment, actually.
So did both of you know at that point you were both going to be writing leave on that card, or was the first time you realised when the rest of the group and therefore the rest of Australia knew?
I think that leading up to the homestay for myself, I knew that I wanted to be writing leave.
Okay.
And then during the homestay, I think we both had a revelation, and I knew that there was no going back to one of us writing stay. We both knew that it was done.
Could you have done an Alex and an Ivan and just not rocked up to the commitment ceremony? Did you guys have any idea that was going to unfold?
I had no idea. I was actually expecting them to come through. I thought that we would all sit down and then they would come in as a pair together,
right,
after us, you know. But no, it was when I saw, there were no extra seats for them, I was like, are you joking? And then when they dropped that bombshell on us, I was mad. I was like, that's a cop out, because I don't want to be here, but I'm here admitting, that I no longer want to be in this relationship.
Yeah.
I'm showing raw emotion. I'm probably making a fool of myself in front of national television. Everyone's screenshotting my ugly face. Not my happy face, but my ugly cry face.
It's the reality of 2020, isn't it? We're so concerned now as a society that we're going to become a GIF or a meme. It's just the world that we live in now.
Yeah, there's so many of my facial expressions that I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to work with it.
How much of the banter continued on about them not being there? Like, did that go on for a while?
It didn't go on for ages. It was probably about a 5-minute discussion between the group. They do try to condense the scenes and sum it up within a certain amount of time, just for you to get the idea, okay, this is what's happened. Yeah.
So how long are you and Josh sitting on the couch then? Because sometimes it feels like the experts are unpacking a lot. Sometimes it looks like they're not unpacking much. But how long are you two, or each of the couples, actually sitting on that couch?
Well, it obviously depends on each couple. If you're doing well, you're only there for 5 minutes.
Right.
If you're doing badly, then you're on there for a lot longer. And this time, that was probably our longest time on the couch, because, there was so much to unpack, and was probably 15 minutes we're up there.
Okay.
20 minutes, maybe,
the max. The thing about this experiment too, or any show of this nature, and I've got to applaud each and every person that goes on, because everything is in the news, I have to ask about your relationship with, obviously, someone who works alongside Math. Seeing all that play out in public, what is that relationship there?
Yeah, so my best friend, Megan, she works on the show for Math as a runner.
Right.
She has no... control over the editing process. She is not a casting producer, and she did not have any influence on getting me on the show or how the show has been edited in a way that is either favourable or unfavourable towards me.
So where is the news pulled that she's a casting producer? Where has that come from then?
It's come from Josh, because I believe that he's being very spiteful and very upset that, he's been... He's received such a negative backlash that he's doing anything to deflect the backlash from him and to sign it on me.
Wow. Well, thank you for clearing that up, because obviously we use our show as a chance for everyone to just, put a few things right. But, congratulations to you. Hopefully from this experiment, you have just taken away so much personal growth, and at least to, an everlasting love beyond the experiment. So, Kathy, thank you so much for your time, hon, and all the best.
Cheers. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.